The Lord be with you. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. When it comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Some dioceses, the celebration of the Ascension of the Lord is actually tomorrow. And when you were brought up and raised, if you're my age, it was always Ascension Thursday. But most dioceses celebrate the Ascension this coming Sunday. So we're going to be entering into the most important novena in the church in just a couple of days, which will be the novena preparation for Pentecost. So I invite all of you to make that novena. Novena means nine, and you can make it whatever way you want. You can come to Mass, which most of you do. You say your rosary, maybe read a psalm, maybe offer some type of mortification, some act of penance. But I would invite all of us to really live out. The first novena was basically that, and as a result we have Pentecost, which is the birthday of the church and the birthday of basically the missionary activity started with that. Every year I find myself being more and more fascinated with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, such that I wrote an article on the gifts of the Holy Spirit when I was on vacation in Florida with my mom and my brother. I had a little bit more free time. And I find the gifts of the Holy Spirit to be fascinating. However, to understand the gifts is probably about the most difficult thing in spiritual theology. So you probably know some of them. I would be surprised if you knew all of them. So I'll just go through them and maybe pick out one and give you an idea to whet your appetite. To the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit you received when you're baptized. Most people think when you're confirmed, but it's the moment of baptism that you receive the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. According to Thomas Aquinas, three of them perfect your intellect. Okay, the other three perfect your will. And the other one is the bridge between your intellect and your will. Okay, I'll repeat. Three of them perfect your intellect. The other three perfect your will, your heart. The other is the bridge that connects the head and the heart. Okay, what are they? Okay, what are the ones that perfect our intellect? Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Okay? So wisdom, knowledge, and understanding perfect your intellect. Okay, counsel connects the head to the heart. Thomas Aquinas says, counsel is right thinking in action. I love that definition. Okay? That's Thomas Aquinas. Right thinking in action. So it's an intellectual virtue, but it moves us to action. Right thinking in action. Then those that perfect the will are fortitude, piety, and fear of the Lord. Okay, so those three intellectual gifts, they perfect your mind. And you should be praying for that. You pray that He'll work in our mind. St. Paul says, put on the mind of Christ, you have the mind of Christ. St. Paul, right? Put on the mind of Christ, you have the mind of Christ. Okay, I'm going to give you a little bit of Aristotle and Thomas Aquinas, with your permission, okay? Okay, you're upstairs. It has three faculties. Okay, this is Aristotle, and Thomas Aquinas took Aristotle to explain philosophy. What are those three faculties? You have a memory, an understanding, and imagination. Okay, we all have that. You have a memory, you have an understanding, imagination. They're part of your upstairs apparatus. So we want to ask the Holy Spirit to perfect those three faculties. Very important. Okay, what is the memory? The memory is the ability to bring to the present our past experiences. Okay, you hear me? The memory is the ability to bring to the present our past experience. That's an easy definition to memorize. Okay, if you suffer from memories of the past that haunt you, and that's probably most of you, okay? So the experiences when you were a child, maybe a teenager, you maybe had an immoral relationship, ask the Holy Spirit, who's fire, to burn it away. Amen? Amen. Beg for the grace. The symbol of the Holy Spirit is fire, fire, fire. Jesus said, I've come to cast fire on the earth. And I'm not at peace until that fire is enkindled. Did you ever hear of St. John of the Cross? No? He says that as a rusty piece of iron is placed in a blazing fire, and what happens to that rusty piece of iron? It becomes the fire itself. Ask the fire of the Holy Spirit to burn away all the dross, the dredge, and the garbage we have upstairs. Purifying our intellect. Now what about understanding? Memory, understanding. Understanding is the ability to penetrate the truth. And the truth will set you free. So you're reading a catechism book. You're reading the gospel. You're reading some spiritual book. Does it ever happen you read it and you put it down, you don't even remember what you read? Ever happen? That's the exact opposite. So you want to be reading and understanding and retaining. Amen? Reading, understanding, and retaining. This is all the work of the Holy Spirit. And whether or not you're young or you're old, it doesn't matter. The Holy Spirit can do it with someone that's 6 years old and someone that's 96 years old. He doesn't respect ages, times, culture. The Holy Spirit adapts himself according to the age, the culture, and the person. He's able to adapt himself. Okay, then, the imagination. Some of you speak Spanish. Teresa of Avila calls the imagination la loca de la casa. La loca de la casa. ¿Habla español? La loca de la casa. La loca. What does loca mean? The mad lady of the house. It runs wild. So the Holy Spirit helps you to live a life where you have less distractions and you're able to concentrate better. Starting on your prayers and also in Mass. I think a lot of you during the Mass, here's Father Broome. He's a guy that talks a lot. Okay. Boy, he goes on and on. He's one of those non-stop speakers. I know those type of people, no? And you're thinking about what am I gonna have for lunch, right? Okay. Is it gonna be Pollo Loco? Is it gonna be Domino's Pizza? Your imagination is running wild. Your imagination is running wild. So let's ask the Holy Spirit to work on our imagination. True devotion to Mary. St. Louis de Montfort. He says, we pray to Mary that she'll check our wandering imagination. I love that. St. Louis de Montfort. She'll check our wandering imagination. So I've given you a mini course on mystical theology, just introducing you to the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So let's pray that these gifts will work on our intellectual apparatus, that it'll purify our memory of the bad memories we've had, that we will have a keen intellect, and that we will have an imagination that will be controlled so that we focus on God. Amen.